The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom. Come out and meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones then said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and for you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Are you a procrastinator? Is it your habit to put things off to tomorrow when you in your heart know that they should have been done today? Well, I certainly do a lot of that. So I hope I'm talking to friends who may just resonate a little bit with that. Well, history has a lot of lessons to teach us about what can happen when we put things off. In 1902, on an island of Martinique in the Caribbean, 30,000 people died when a volcano erupted. Even though the authorities had been forewarned that the volcano could erupt at any moment, they thought there was plenty of time left, and so they put off alerting the islanders. In a similar catastrophe, there was the final voyage of the steamship called the Central America. Sailing from New York to San Francisco, the ship sprang a leak, and a rescue ship was summoned. When the rescue ship arrived, it was late in the afternoon. The captain of the Central America, thinking there was plenty of time, decided to put off the transfer of the passengers until the next morning. During the night, the ship sank and all the passengers perished. Often, some of us are shaken out of our procrastination when a struggle comes along in our lives. Maybe a disease hits a person in the family, and the whole family is affected. Alzheimer's can do that. A stroke, a heart attack. And all of a sudden, all of our priorities tend to shift. Our perspectives sharpen, and things long put off tend to get to be done at that time. Suddenly, time has become precious and no longer something that we tend to waste. Well, rather than wait for some hardship or tragedy to set our spiritual gears in motion, the church offers readings to us, actually all during this month, about and trying to jolt us out of our tendency to procrastinate. So let's take a look at the gospel today. Jesus' parable confronts us with customs that surrounded a wedding. Now, back at a time which is culturally unfamiliar to us, it's actually strange to some, I'm sure. And it's, of course, came out of another time. But in Jesus' time, the bride and her attendants customarily waited at home for the arrival of the groom and, of course, his party. While the groom was off negotiating for the bride with her father and her family. A little strange for us, I know, to hear that even. This bargaining could go on well into the night or even take days. Bartering at great length was often considered a compliment and a sign that the bride was indeed a great treasure and herself precious. Finally, when all was agreed upon, the groom and his attendants would arrive to take the bride and her attendants, mentioned in our gospel as the virgins, to her home and to the wedding feast, and it would all begin. The groom's arrival could be at any hour, even late into the night, as it was again in the gospel today, with little or no notice. So it was necessary, therefore, for the bride and for her bridesmaids to stay vigil, alert, and prepared. Gospel writer uses this little slice of everyday life, as it was at that time, to make a point that is still very useful for us modern people. Like those wise bridesmaids, don't procrastinate. Be prepared to meet Christ at any time. And he's, of course, available at any time. Especially, though, as we're preparing for our demise, for our death. Life as through today was the last day. Live like this. Like this is the last day of your life. The last day of your life. Perhaps we may not want to face that matter, but we are all in the process of dying. Are we prepared, therefore, to meet Christ? Many of us, I think, put off even thinking about dying. Having been involved in my priesthood, which is over 53 years now, with many, many funerals, I know that in a fact that we can all be a bit surprised. Shortly before I retired, I remember the funeral of a young man, a college student, who was killed in an automobile accident, a freak sort of accident. He would never think would ever happen, but his life was taken. I remember another funeral where a man whom I think everybody in the parish called Health Nut, you know, he never drank, never smoked. He jogged or ran every day. He died in his mid-40s. And then there was the death of an older person that I certainly remember who simply thought that she had years and years ahead of her. Jesus' parable today prompts us not to procrastinate, but rather to consider just how short life really is, and to live each day as though it were our last day. I know that particularly people, I think this would be true for people that are married, sometimes even loving couples put off saying things to their spouse that they know they need to say, but somehow keep putting it off, you know. Now's the time. Now's the time. Of course, we know that young people also have that tendency. They know there are things that they ought to say to their parents. Keep putting it off. They'd be so much, so relieved and so, in most cases, so relieved and happier about themselves if they told some of those things. I remember a lady in my parish before I retired who was very proud of the fact that she had laid out a very good will. You know, she knew exactly where virtually everything was going to go after she died. This would go to this person, this would go to that person. I remember saying to her, well, why don't you give those things to those people today so that they can enjoy them and so you can enjoy them enjoying them? Why put it off in a will? I also remember that how difficult it is to say those words that I forgive. And we all have people that we know we should forgive and want to forgive, but we sort of put it off, you know, maybe the next time, or now is the time. In the Mass we say, Lord, in one way or another, we'll say it 7 times, I believe, virtually every Mass. Lord, have mercy on me, or have mercy on us. And the Lord replies, well, of course, I have mercy on you and the whole human family, and every day and all the time. So, okay, so that means we're believers, so we believe we've received that mercy. You know, that should make us the most merciful people in the world. We should actually, people look at us, should be able to say, God, she is really a merciful, loving person. And could we say it at every Mass, you know? Well, we all need to seek healing from any divisions among us, to give away those things that we are hoarding and begin seriously serving God with the things that we have. They aren't really ours, you know. So if we just could be infected more with generosity, and it's hard stuff, it's hard for me, but if we could just be a little more generous, not only with our things, but with our time and with our love, with our care, with our respect for all people, with dignity, treating everyone with dignity at all times. Such a simple thing, but we forget about it. We put it off and say, I'd like to be like that, or so forth. You get the idea. serving God with our time and our talent and our gifts as though the second coming of Christ and the last judgment was going to happen this day.